The spirit is the same, but the difference is certainly of purity. Science is mixed with much mud. Religion is pure essence, pure fragrance. The mud has disappeared. The lotus has appeared. And at the ultimate stage, even the lotus has disappeared, only the fragrance abides. These are the three stages of knowing: the mud, the lotus, and the fragrance. Religion cannot be grasped because there is no object in it, but still it can be understood. It cannot be explained, but it can be experienced. There is no way of informing you about religion. Because it cannot be reduced to information, but you can be showed the way, the path to it, fingers pointing to the moon. The fingers are not the moon, obviously, but the fingers can point to the moon. These 7 points of mind training of the great master Atisha are fingers, 7 fingers pointing to the moon. Don't be caught in the fingers. Don't become too much obsessed with the fingers. That is not the point. That will be missing the point. Use the fingers and forget them and look where the fingers are pointing at. And when you will see the moon, who bothers about the fingers? Who remembers them? They become automatically non-essential. They disappear. That's why those who have experienced religion, all the scriptures for them become utterly useless. All methods become non-essential. When the goal is achieved, the path is forgotten. Atisha is one of the rare masters, rare in the sense that he was taught by 3 enlightened masters. It has never happened before and never since. To be a disciple of 3 enlightened masters, is simply unbelievable, because 1 enlightened master is enough. But this story that he was taught by 3 enlightened masters has a very metaphorical significance also. It is true, it is historical too. The 3 masters that Atisha remained with for many years were first Dharmakirti,